Hey, how's it going? My name is Samuel Anthony, and I will be conducting my first over-the-phone interview with Bobby from the South Shore Dive. I will be writing down notes, asking him questions. So right now, I'm just pulling up his number, and I will give him a call. I have a few questions. You know, I'm going to be writing a article on the South Shore Dive, just a little story, and I will be taking some videos of it as well, make a little narration clip, about 30 seconds, nothing too crazy. I'm just looking for Bobby's number right now. This is gonna be fun. I'm kind of nervous, but let's see.
You reach Bobby at the Cortland in Bayshore. We're unable to get to the phone right now, but if you leave your name, number, and a brief message, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thank you.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
You've reached Bobby at the Cortland in Bayshore. We're unable to get to the phone right now. But
with the people, just any small details that really like set you apart from you know, how you go about of building your business, because there's an atmosphere to the South Shore Dive that I feel like a lot of other places don't have.
Yeah, I got you.
So. If you could,
Yeah, so where do we start?
What are some, like, key moments in the past that have, like, helped you, like, develop?
Okay, so we want to know, why don't I start by when I opened the dive and why I opened the dive?
Yeah.
All right, so I opened the dive, like, 4.5 years ago, 5 years ago. I have another bar in Bayshore. It's called the Cortland. We've been open for, like, 10 or 11 years.
Okay.
It's a great space. I love it. I still own it. I just actually redid it. We gutted it out and we did it.
Uh-huh.
But I was looking for a bigger space that had like an outside area and then had a kitchen.
Okay.
And then like 6 years ago, I found the dive. I was went to the location just like randomly. It was like sort of a super dive bar, you know, bunch of old timers. Nothing really happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that they had the outdoor space. I love the town of Sable. It's such a sick town. You know, it's like Sable's one of those towns. You know, there's kids riding around on bicycles, eating ice cream cones. It's like, you know, it's like 1950s Americana. There's not a lot of towns like that left around.
Of course.
So when I saw the space, they had an outside area. They had a kitchen. It was, you know, it wasn't too big. And then like, I'm going to say, like, less than a year later, I saw it up for sale. I had a business broker, and I saw it up for sale.
Okay.
So I immediately went in. I was like, I did a little walkthrough, checked it out again, and then, I ended up taking over the space.
Wow.
The dive concept came around. I grew up on Long Island. You know, I grew up eating oysters. Mm-hmm. I grew up on the water on the South Shore. So, you know, the whole South Shore kind of water, you know, connection, and the diving connection is a part of who I am growing up.
Yeah.
But the specific dive, the diving aspect of it,
mm-hmm.
I went to the Long Island Maritime Museum and I was looking for cool names to name the space. Because I wanted to come up with a name of something that was like from the town, you know, something that, you know, really connected up to the town.
Yeah.
And at the Maritime Museum, there's an entire room dedicated to the Merritt Chapman Dive Salvage Company. And the owners were from Sable. They were based out of the, you know, on the South Shore.
Of course.
I wasn't going to name the bar the fucking Merritt Chapman Company. But there was like an old, there was like a, like an older woman helping me out, showing me around, trying to help me find cool names.
Yeah.
And she was like, why don't you call it the Diving Bar? And I was like, Jeannie, I fucking love you. Hell yeah, I call it the Dive Bar.
Just like that.
Yeah, and then the picture of the Dive Salvage Company is on our wall. We have, it's like one of the biggest pictures that we have. It's an archival photo from the salvage company.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so what separates us from everyone else is that, you know, it's a combination of different things that I think separates us. Mm-hmm. One, when you come into the space, you know, we don't have, you know, neon beer signs and tin tackers everywhere. We designed the space to be more of like a living room, more of like a welcoming kind of house space.
Okay.
As opposed to, you know, second you walk in, you realize you're in a, you know, you're in a bar or in a, you know, an Irish bar or in a sports bar. We kept the TVs to a minimum, you know, just to encourage conversation and also for aesthetics.
Of course.
We use, you know, it's cliche now, you know, using reclaimed wood, but all of our tables and a lot of the wood that we use is all, hold on. They were all, so two stores down from us. It used to be the original, it was like the first general store in Fayetteville.
Okay.
All their floor joists and shit were all behind. There's like a nail salon there now. We're all behind it. We ended up buying all that wood pretty cheap, and we ended up using a lot of that wood for like our shelves, for the liquor, and then for the tables. Wow. I think it connected us to, you know what I mean? I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, reclaim wood, whatever, but.
Yeah, no, that's it.
But we did it, it worked. It also worked because it was really cheap, as opposed to buying all new shit.
Of course. Wow. Wow, that's really interesting. I didn't know that Maritime connection.
Yeah. So we, so as far as our, like, cocktail and beer program, you know, our beer program, we like to stick to New York and Long Island.
Okay.
We like to choose breweries that we actually have some sort of a connection with.
Okay.
Just because, you know, these people, they come into the space. They come here and hang out.
Yeah.
So it's cool for our staff to, like, have a real connection to who the hell, you know, who it is that we're actually selling our tap.
That makes sense.
We also do sell stuff from out of state, but, you know, we're really picky and choosy about it.
It's very niche.
And that's our tap list.
Uh-huh.
But okay. Then our can list, our can and bottle list is super accessible. I think it's a good juxtaposition. We have our tap list that's like, you know, our tap list is like, we have some really cool sours on tap, but we always have some really good IPAs and some other more niche beers on tap, but our can list is like the juxtaposition. It's like the yin to the yang. Our can list is like all the OG classics. We got, you know, we got Coors Banquet, Miller High Life. You know, we're selling White Claw, White Claw cans. We're doing Tecate cans, Narragansett.
They love the Tecates, my friends.
Yeah. So we got something for, you know, we got Bud cans. We got something for everybody.
Classics.
And then as far as our cocktails go, we like to keep it accessible, but on another level. So, okay. You know, we like to keep our cocktails to 4 or 5 ingredients. We make all of our syrups and any of our tinctures, all that stuff in-house.
Okay.
But we don't like to overcomplicate them. We like our cocktails to also be fun. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we're not curing cancer. We're, you know, getting people drunk for the most part.
Yeah, of course. You know,
so yeah, we like to, our cocktails are, we try to keep them fun, try to keep them accessible, but we also try to keep them, you know, we like to try to push the envelope a little bit, try out new stuff, but as I said, at the end of the day, we like to keep it accessible because, you know, the 16, 17 step cocktail, not only does it take our bartenders, you know, an hour to make one drink, and you're waiting an hour for it, half the time it doesn't even taste good, and our customers that are coming in don't really even know or care that there's 17 ingredients in it.
Yeah, of course. They can tell the difference.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, and then as far as the outside, we have an outside space. Outside space is, we ended up getting the old Sable Modern Diner sign. We had somebody refinish it, so we have that out on one of our walls. We light it up. And then in the outside space, we have tons of greenery and plants. Every season, we go to the Bayport Flower House, and we have them, what's the word? Not garden, but landscape all of our planter boxes.
Okay.
Everything out there is, you know, fresh and vibrant, and we put a lot of our, like, we put a lot of our, like, mints and, you know, cocktail ingredients we plant out there.
Okay. Okay.
But it's a loungy space. We don't have traditional seating. We have lots of beer garden tables, swing seating, so it's more of like a living space than, like, a, you know, an institutional kind of restaurant space.
Yeah, it is different. The swinging chair is always that's a favorite.
Instagram gold,
right? For real.
Yeah, exactly.
You go on. What were you about to say?
And then our food program is you know, we like to try to use local ingredients as much as we can.
Okay.
We really concentrate on our burgers. We get our burgers and our sandwiches. We do different specials all the time. We do brunch 7 days a week. We really push hard on our brunch. We're always changing our brunch menu all the time. We make everything from scratch. And we're going to start launching our brunch 7 days a week. Next week.
Okay. That's new. Brunch. Very nice. All from scratch, too.
Well, yeah, excuse me. What separates us from other places?
Yeah.
Can I answer that?
Yeah, you definitely did. Can you talk a little bit about, like, because I know you guys, like, support, like, local artists and, like,
Yeah, we support who comes in here.
Yeah, like, what's the...
We have local musicians, mm-hmm. We have local artists show their work. We're a neighborhood space. People that come in here, if somebody comes in here, and, you know, we have lots of regulars that come in here. People come in here, and they're like, you know, hey, I have some cool artwork that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I also live in town, so... I go to a lot of the street fairs that they have at Sable. If our staff goes to, like, you know, they have, like, Spring Fest, Summer Fest, where there's vendors, a lot of local vendors selling stuff. If they have something cool and we see it out, we're like, hey, if it's something that'll work inside of our space, let's do it. I mean, it connects us to the town, and it's also cool for us to know what the work is on the space. And we have some sort of a connection to it. And I think our customers appreciate that as well.
Yeah, I definitely do.
We're here. Like, we're not an absentee, there isn't some owner who lives in another state, you know, who, like, you know, runs it from afar. Like, we're here all the time. Like, people come in and they're like, oh yeah, I paint on skateboards. We're like, that's really cool. Show us what you have on Instagram. They show us pictures and we're like, dude, we'll fucking buy a couple of those and put them up because they're dope.
Unique, yeah. It definitely connects to the people.
Yeah, but it's also just fucking cool. Like, yeah. I mean, don't you buy cool shit for your house or for your room?
Oh, of course.
Same thing here.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. What are some, like, future goals that you have? Like, you say you own the Cortland. Are you looking to expand more, or are you looking to...
You know what? Of course I'd like to expand a little bit, but I'm concentrating on the space that I have now. Like I said, we just gutted out the Cortland at Bayshore. We turned it into one of the most unique spaces, I think, on the island. It is like a 1970s basement bar. All wood paneling. Everything is period to the 70s. Super unique space. Really, really cool.
Yeah.
And then we have the summer coming up. Every year at the beginning of the summer, we like to do something different. Last year we really redid the outside area. This year we're going to redo the front space, and then we're going to do some more stuff on the inside. But I'm always trying to find new things that I think our customers will appreciate. Always trying out new beers or wines or whatever, and, you know, I think it's cool as an opportunity for our customers to experience new stuff. And I feel like, you know, we're like a middleman into that experience.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I'm looking to expand, but I'm not, you know, I need to have more places. I also love this place. I love the spaces that we have, you know, like, we're going to start to a virtual time. So, you know, I want to try to make that as great as it can be, and I want to really concentrate on that.
Of course.
I just met with, we're going to start... So we do like Bloody Marys, and we do like we do different types of Bloody Marys.
Mm-hmm.
I just met with Cornucopia. It's a Whole Foods store, and it's like an organic store in Sayville.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
We're gonna have them start cold pressing our Bloody Mix. We're gonna do a traditional Bloody Mary, and then we're gonna do a Tomatillo Bloody Mary.
Okay.
So every other day we're gonna go to Cornucopia. We're gonna have them cold press our juices, our bloody juices for us. We're gonna sell it for our bloodies. You know, during brunch. That's the stuff that really excites me, because I get to go there, I get to watch them do it, I have a connection with all the staff, I have a connection with the owner.
Yeah.
I think that our customers that come here that also go to Cornucopia are going to be like, yo, that's fucking dope.
Really appreciate that.
You guys are getting cold pressed juices from I go to Cornucopia all the time. That's the shit that really excites me. Like, opening another location is cool, but I get just as excited, you know, getting cold pressed juice from the fucking store up the road as I do opening another place.
That's amazing. I love that. I really do.
That's yeah, cool.
That you're that tapped into, your customers, and that stuff still excites you.
I think that's just dope. Uh-huh. I think people that come here think it's cool, too, if they don't, come here, you know?
Of course. Wow, very cool. Let's see. I really appreciate how, like your bartenders, like, they do, like, these competitions
Yeah, we do. So we do, there's a couple different bartender competitions. We encourage all of our cocktail menus pretty much come from our staff. We encourage our staff to, like, I'm a 40-year-old guy. Like, I don't have all the greatest ideas in the world. Mm-hmm. The majority of our, like, cool ideas and our cool events and our cocktails and all that stuff all comes from our staff, uh-huh. or customers. And I think the second that I stop listening to them is the second that I probably should just go out of business, because I'm just not going to evolve.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so anytime there's any kind of, like, competitions or any kind of things where we could showcase, you know, the staff and things that they're excited about doing, we'll do it, you know, and, like, especially if they're into it. So, yeah, anytime you see any of those competitions or anything that we think is kind of worthwhile,
yeah,
you know, and the staff thinks it's, you know, the bartenders are into it, we'll do it.
I really appreciate that. Very cool. Thank you so much, Bobby. I really appreciate you taking the time. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, anything else, then give me a call.
Of course, definitely. Enjoy the rest of your day. And
yeah, you too.
Thank you again.
All right, you got it.
All right, bye-bye.